Hi, welcome back to my podcast. I am Bill Selleck, or after having listened to Sir Ken Robinson at the Q13 keynote, I am Sir Bill Selleck, or the Bill Selleck. You can also refer to me as the Sir Bill Selleck. So, anyway, hi, how are you? Good. I'm glad to hear it. Or, I guess, oh, that's too bad. I hope that you are recovering. So I have a confession to make, guys. I don't need my iPad. Yeah. There it is. I said it, and I recorded it, and said it, and then I'm gonna podcast it. So it's official now. I like it. I love what it can do, but it just makes things convenient. The way I'm using it in my classroom right now is it's just kind of a glorified CD player. It increases my flexibility a lot. I'm able to do things quicker, and I'm able to respond quickly with stuff. So, you know, I teach elementary music for my day job, and, let's listen to this, and I can just bring it up right away. But it's really no different from anything I could use with my phone, so I guess it kind of extends the battery life. So in my elementary class, I mean, I'm doing some cool stuff with it. I've blogged about it a little bit, but it really hasn't transformed my classroom like I thought it would. It makes my seating chart easier, my spreadsheet easier, apps are a little bit bigger on it. But so far, it's just, kind of don't need it. If I look at it with my big kids, the graduate ed tech students, again, it makes life a little bit easier, but for the most part, I just model stuff and show off a couple apps and say, hey, here's some really cool apps. And then people go, oh, those are some really cool apps. And then they download it. So aside from being like a mobile Apple store and a, Apple like app slam, I don't really see a need for it again with my other students. Now, my APU students have to have an iPad when they enter the program. So I guess consequently should have an iPad to demo and model and give people kind of work throughs and know the apps well enough that I can answer questions. So I guess in that respect, I need to have one, but I also have a laptop. So if I'm using something like iMovie, which I use on my iPad for video in the classroom for the course I teach, if I'm going to be editing video, I'm going to be editing video on my laptop. When I was out on vacation, I used my iPad to make a video when I went to Notre Dame, and it was pretty cool. It was kind of awkward at first, but I liked the big screen. But I have an iPad 2 and an iPhone 4S, and my iPhone's camera is significantly better. So if I want good-looking video, I'm not even going to use my iPad. I'm going to use my phone. Editing's kind of annoying on the phone, but my phone's always with me, and my iPad isn't always with me. So again, it's nice, but I don't really have a need to be editing videos on my iPad. Now, if I didn't have an Apple laptop, this would be a different story. But I do, and I do some pretty heavy video editing often enough that I will continue to need a high-powered Apple computer. I use Final Cut Pro, and I love it. Again, that doesn't really solve the problem. So I started off with I don't really need my iPad, and I've kind of ended up with I don't really need my iPad. But here is the silver lining, and this could be a game changer in my elementary classroom. You ready for it? Are you sitting down? If you're driving, are you at a stop sign? Well, stop sign, you're already driving. So anyway, I was trying to be dramatic, didn't work. Here's what I'm thinking. In my classroom in elementary school, I just received a mini grant. Quick side note, if you have not applied for a mini grant as a teacher, do it. It's such an easy way to get about $500 for your classroom. Credit unions regularly have them. So, pop in your local credit unions, visit their websites. I got mine through the Rotary Club. So, thank you, Rotary Club of I don't know, Los Angeles Rotary Club of Covina? Whoever you are, I thank you kindly. I had $500, so I went to Costco and bought a $400 HD TV, 39-inch TV, and I went to Apple.com and I bought an Apple TV. So, you know, super quick, Amazon $5 HDMI cable, and we're set. Maybe mono price, $3 HDMI cable, and I'm done. I have a super cool, pretty decently big television that I've set up but not used with my students. It's spring break, so I'll have to wait a full week. I think this might be a game changer for my iPad. The goal of the grant and how I hope to use it in my classroom is to have it set up as basically just AirPlay. I'm going to be mirroring whatever's on my iPad, my students can see. So if I have sheet music scanned, which I do, I use Doxy, D-O-X-I-E, awesome scanner, can't recommend it enough. It was only like $100 too. I've scanned in all the sheet music my elementary band students need to play, so that's all in Evernote, which is on my iPad. So if students aren't getting something, instead of writing it down or walking over and pointing to, you know, 20 clarinet sheets of music, I can just throw it up on AirPlay and say, hey, you see this right here? Maybe use board cam or something else to annotate it. That seems super cool. That seems super powerful. And I'm actually pretty excited to be trying that. So I'll have to check back in with you guys and report back what it's like having an iPad with an Apple TV and a 39-inch HD TV that has an HDMI input so that it'll actually, you know, deal with an Apple TV. So until then, I guess I could consider this podcast life before an Apple TV in my classroom. I was so excited when I got my iPad in my classroom and thought it would transform my classroom. Used it heavily, but I mean, honestly, it's not that much different than just having a projector. I'm able to do stuff a little bit bigger, but it's not that much different than how my classroom looked, how my students behaved, how my students interacted with and without a projector, with and without a whiteboard or a blackboard. Kind of the same thing. I've made a few changes with it, but it's nothing that I would say has actually transformed my classroom. And I'm being pretty hard on myself, but, you know, it hasn't. So I'll check back in with you guys later, let you know how it's going with the Apple TV. But there it is for you, teacher confession. I don't really need my iPad to teach.